KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, the snowfall continues. We picked up 2 inches since it started this morning. And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, light snow, 31 degrees. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. We do have an update now on school cancellations and late starts. The Atlantic Community Schools just notified us a moment ago that they have canceled classes for today. Once again, Atlantic Community Schools have canceled classes for today. Adair Casey is still running 2 hours late. Audubon is 2 hours late and no morning pre-kindergarten. CAM is 2 hours late today. Exira EHK 2 hours late. Griswold has canceled classes for today. Guthrie Center is running 2 hours late. Riverside is also 2 hours late. Atlantic Jack and Jill has no morning preschool today. The child watch will begin at 10 a.m. Atlantic Little Lambs preschool has canceled for today. Atlantic Head Start was running 2 hours late at last report. Also, no morning classes at the YMCA and the Golden Years at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic for today. That has been canceled. An Omaha man killed in a plane crash on Interstate 29 in western Iowa late last week. Headed an Omaha, Nebraska investment advisory firm and brokerage and was a longtime Iowa State University supporter. John Warren Rogers was president and CEO of the Westchester Capital Management in Omaha. Authorities say the 65-year-old Rogers was flying the plane that crashed Thursday morning shortly after taking off from Epley Airfield in Omaha. His flight plan listed Trinidad, Colorado and Chandler, Arizona as destinations. Rogers graduated from Iowa State University's School of Architecture and studied finance with the Securities Industry Institute and Wharton School of Business. He was a governor of the Iowa State University Foundation, a lifetime title that indicates he was a university supporter. Officials at the Southwest Iowa Nature Trails Project Incorporated and Iowa Natural Heritage Foundation are reminding you that the Wabash Trace Nature Trail is a wildlife refuge and that hunting is strictly prohibited, as well as the use of any unauthorized motor vehicles. Trespassers will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Now, if you see any hunting, use of ATVs, snowmobiles, or other vehicles and or horses in undesignated areas, make as many notes as possible and immediately contact your appropriate county sheriff's department. The 63-mile-long rail trail converted Wabash Trace Nature Trail runs from Council Bluffs through Blanchard and is accessible through the various towns through which it passes, including Mineola, Silver City, Malvern, Imogene, Shenandoah, and Coyne. Biking, hiking, and cross-country skiing can all be enjoyed on the trail. Its corridor provides a great habitat for deer, pheasants, and other animals. So if you have any questions regarding regulations pertaining to the Wabash Trace Nature Trail, go to www.wabashtrace.org. or simply like them on Facebook. A judge is not deliberating whether an Iowa man accused of killing his mother is mentally fit enough to stand trial. The attorneys on Friday presented findings of separate mental health evaluations to District Judge Stephen Andreessen in the case of 45-year-old Jonathan Newneighbor. The judge took the findings under advisement and will issue a ruling at a later date. Newneighbor, who's from Akron, has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder in the death of his mother, 80-year-old Esther Newneighbor. Her body was found last July with the body of her husband, Donald. She was beaten to death, and Donald Newneighbor had died from natural causes. An Iowa company has won a $1.75 million contract to repair habitat for an endangered fish in northeast Nebraska. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers said Western Contracting Corporation out of Sioux City will do the work in a backwater area near Ponca State Park. The area provides space for the endangered pallid sturgeon to feed and spawn. But the backwater area was damaged in the massive 2011 flooding along the Missouri River. The fish is considered to be critically endangered because of its small remaining wild population. Efforts to rebuild the population include stocking rivers with pallid sturgeon from government hatcheries and improving spawning habitat. The repair work is expected to start in January and continue throughout 2016. Officials in the central Iowa city of Clive have announced the closure of the Clive Greenbelt and Trail System because of flooding from Walnut Creek. Assistant City Manager Matt McQuillan said that floodwaters have covered most of the trail. The National Weather Service has issued a flood warning for central Iowa as rain that began Saturday continued to fall into early this morning. The Weather Service said Walnut Creek reached nearly 11 feet by early this morning and was expected to crest at 12.51 feet later in the day. Flood stage for Walnut Creek is 14 feet. McQuillan said the city could see additional closures along low-lying streets. Police are investigating the death of a man whose body was found on the ground in Fort Dodge, and investigators label the death as suspicious. The body was found on North English Street at around 7:50 a.m. Sunday. The man was pronounced dead at the scene by the medical examiner. An autopsy has been scheduled. His name and details concerning the death are being withheld pending notification of family. A Marshalltown man suffered a self-inflicted injury to his hand from a shotgun slug while deer hunting Sunday in Palo Alto County. The DNR said 70-year-old David William Clark was sitting on a log with his loaded shotgun when it discharged as he was changing position, striking him in the hand at about 7:45 a.m. Sunday at Basswood Recreation Area, located about 1 mile west of Emmitsburg. Clark was taken to the Palo Alto County Hospital in Emmitsburg, where he was being treated for a non-life-threatening injury. The incident remains under investigation by the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. The Iowa DNR said also a man from Worthington was injured from a self-inflicted gunshot wound while trapping Sunday in Delaware County. 51-year-old Kerry Ehlers Jr. was attempting to load his .22-caliber handgun while checking traps when it discharged, striking him in the leg. Ehlers was transported to a hospital in Dubuque for treatment of a non-life-threatening injury. The incident occurred around 9 a.m. about 4 miles north of Hopkinton, and it remains under investigation by the DNR. The Iowa Supreme Court ruling, or an Iowa Supreme Court ruling, that is, could curb the ability of state police agencies to seize cash and property from motorists. Friday's 5-2 decision from the Iowa Supreme Court will limit the ability of state patrol troopers and deputies to conduct warrantless vehicle searches. The ruling came in the case of Robert Pardee, who's fighting to get back $33,100 that a trooper seized after stopping a vehicle he was riding in and finding a small amount of marijuana during a search. The trooper based the search partly on his observation that the car had a lived-in look that would indicate cross-country drug trafficking. But Justice Edward Mansfield wrote for the majority that the observation was unremarkable and not evidence of any criminal activity. Iowa Governor Terry Branstad, a graying little man who relies on Midwestern stick-to-itiveness rather than personal flair, is about to enter the political record books as the longest-serving governor in American history, dating all the way back to colonial times. On December 14th, the six-term Republican will mark his 7,642nd day of service as governor, that's today, and that's just shy of 21 years in office. Branstad will move beyond former New York Governor George Clinton, whose service include some pre-Constitution time and is far out in front of any recent or current governor. The milestone is a testament to the fact that while political fashions have changed, this serious son of small-town farmers has managed to remain relevant. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.